Producer Josh Rosenzweig and director Karen Aronoff are here to talk about the new Hair TV series, Pride and Groom. Hi, Josh and Karen.
Hi.
Tell us about Pride and Groom.
Pride and Groom is a series of one-hour specials. They're wedding specials. So the first one is called Pride and Groom, and it's about two men who got engaged last spring and married this past summer. And, you know, last year when we were looking to do some original programming and do some more sort of documentary-style stuff that proved really successful for us, Karen came to me and she said, you know, I have this idea, and two of my friends are actually just getting engaged and getting married, and I would love to do a sort of piece about it. And so we sort of expanded it out and thought, you know what, we're going to look at couples and what it means for gay couples to get married and traditional things that have been part of their wedding and also the things where they ran into some challenges as well.
What do you hope to accomplish with this TV series?
We were looking to accomplish several things. One is to sort of commemorate the sort of year anniversary. We're looking at the first year of marriage equality here in New York State. So that was one of the things, as well as sort of pointing out like some of the sort of unforeseen sort of interesting sort of challenges along the way. And Karen can actually speak a little bit more about that.
Mainly, I think that everyone can relate to this story, gay or straight, and I think that's really important for people to see. And if they can't relate to it, then I also think it's important for them to see that an ordinary couple going through all the drama that occurs when, you know, people decide to get married. And it's a very normal story, but I think it's also a really special story.
And, you know, one of the other things, Charlotte, that I have to mention in terms of, like, what we're trying to accomplish is, when I talked about it with friends, you know, I think the initial expectation for, like, the gay TV network was to do a sort of gay version of Bridezillas, where it was all going to be sort of bitchy, campy, sort of, you know, fun but nasty. And, you know, that really isn't our, in terms of Here Network's aesthetic and Here TV's aesthetic, that's not really what we do. And so we wanted to show what it would be like for two men to sort of start on this road and go all the way through their nuptials.
Well, I watched it, and I really think it went from the whole marriage experience from soup to nuts. You know, it dealt with all of the relatives. It dealt with the two grooms both going through what it meant to them to get married, mm-hmm. and also dealing with the parents and issues that they were dealing with. And, you know, one family was more proactive about them getting married, and the other one was not.
Right.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, too, because Karen, you know, has this personal relationship with these two gentlemen, and these guys, Mitch and Paul, gave her incredible access to their lives and to their personal lives. And one of the things that Karen and I discussed as she was shooting was, you know, that one set of parents were sort of very, you know, noticeably absent. And would that affect the film? And I feel like it couldn't have been cast if we had gone out and looked for people. It couldn't have been cast better. You've got this sort of very sort of talkative, outgoing Jewish guy from upstate, and then you sort of have more reserved intellectual from the South, and their families are very different, so I can't imagine having cast it any better.
Yeah, I felt really lucky that they were willing to share all that with me, and I was still really nervous to show them when it was done, just because, you know, there was some conflict in there, but they were all for it, and they felt like it was really important to share their story, even though it was slightly awkward for them. So I was really grateful for that.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the upcoming programs appearing on the series.
The initial idea of it is to do 4-hour-long specials highlighting different couples, the first being these two gentlemen, and now we are looking for our next set of couples. We would like to sort of feature two women, possibly in Massachusetts we're looking, and then obviously trying to diversify the couples that we profile over the course of the next year.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My job at Here TV and at Here Media, working with our other sister brands, The Advocate, Out, Gay.com, Gay.net, SheWired, gives me a really incredibly unique platform to say what I want in terms of LGBT civil rights, whether that's through a political show or whether that's through even some sort of drag show, which probably has a lot more sort of subversive and underlying sort of political tones to it than you might just see on the surface, or something like Pride and Groom. And personally, you know, my commitment is incredibly strong, and I try and
And you, Karen?
When it hit me that I had a great friend that would be able to tell his story, you know, I do what I do, which is shoot and edit content in order to tell stories. So just to sort of use the skills that I have to tell stories that I have access to, and I'm lucky enough to be able to pitch ideas to Josh and to tell personal stories of real people.
You know, Charlotte, I think this goes back to a little bit of one of the earlier questions. We're in a really unique position, and for us at Here TV specifically, but, you know, Here Networks in general, like all the brands, and I think this comes from our boss, Paul Kolishman, we are dedicated, and since the first day that I worked here, which is almost 8 years ago now, he has really enforced the message that we are here to tell true and authentic stories of our population. And I think that what Karen has created here with Pride and Groom, this first episode of this wedding series, is just that. It is a very lovely and heartfelt and sort of moving look at these two men's journey. But I think that that is our sort of goal here, is to continue to have a place to tell our stories, not to sensationalize, not to sort of necessarily pander to the lowest common denominator, not because we don't have advertisers, we have a whole different agenda. So we are in a very fortunate and unique position to continue to do that.
What was your reaction to the Democratic platform finally coming out in support of marriage equality and a trans-inclusive employment non-discrimination act?
My personal reaction was, it's about time. I mean, my God, like, we've been dancing around it since Clinton, for God's sake, and, you know, the whole thing with the vice president coming out first in support of marriage equality and then the president. Working in a gay media company, it was a very, very exciting moment.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That's a really tough one, Charlotte. In the grand scheme of the world of coming out, had it relatively easy. I went to, you know, sort of a college preparatory style high school where it was very liberal. And this is a long time ago. I mean, this was pre sort of like gay, straight, ally organizations in high school. But, you know, I was very involved, like, in the arts stuff in my high school. And, you know, I had a boyfriend in high school. My friends knew. No one else really knew. So my sort of easing out and sort of acceptance of being gay and sort of coming out of the closet was, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, so easy. So it's hard for me to give advice to anybody because my experience was so vastly different, and I was so well supported by my sister at first, and then my father and my mother, and then ultimately my brother, and there was never any of that drama around it for me. I mean, there was a little bit, you know, a couple tears with my mother, but, you know, nothing really major, and my heart just breaks for these people, and I think it goes back to, again, one of the things we were talking about. One of our missions is to show the world, not just LGBT people, but show the world, like, this is what our lives are like. This is what we do. This is who we are. We're different, and we are a very diverse group of people. You cannot categorize us, which is why I sort of don't particularly care for the word community. And it's not as simple as saying it gets better, in my opinion, but in a way, it can get better, and we can continue to make it better.
Yeah, and I would say that I know it seems like, you know, like middle school and high school take forever. It seems like 1,000 years, but once you leave, you never have to go back. And if you could just, like, focus on school to get out of wherever you are that makes you feel that way, like, for most people, I really do think that it does get better, and that whoever the bullies are in school, like, that is probably the peak of their life, and you never have to see them again.
How can people get information about Pride and Groom?
Well, you know, the easiest way always to get information about Pride and Groom or any Here TV program or movie is to go to HereTV.com. You know, you can sort of click on the Pride and Groom and watch a quick promo and see if you like it. And, you know, for those people who don't subscribe to Here TV, because honestly, I'm finding more and more people, particularly of a certain generation, don't even watch TV in a traditional way, let alone pay for television. We have deals now with other platforms besides our cable providers, with places like Hulu and iTunes and Amazon and Blockbuster, so UTV can help you find where you can actually watch the content. And at this point, we're happy if you watch it anywhere.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
There's things I wish people would not ask me, like, are you guys logo? But in terms of what I wish people would continue to actually engage in the conversation and ask not just about Pride and Groom or about our political show Born Against or about any of our other shows, but ask questions that would begin a conversation that might then, either for me or for Karen or any one of our other staff members, I would welcome anybody to ask me questions that would lead us to covering something that we haven't necessarily done before.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I don't know if it's my mantra, but I try to remember that you can always turn any of your weaknesses into strength, and anything that made you feel weird, like a weirdo or something growing up, will probably be what makes you most interesting. So if you try to use that positively, and I try to remember that.
And I constantly have them, and I write them down, and my one that I'm like is in my brain is a quote from some musical song, some show tune, A Little Brain's a Little Talent, with an emphasis on the latter. I feel like that sort of sums us up here at Here TV. We've got some brains, we've got some talent, and we're really utilizing all the talent we have to get this content sort of created and made and up and out and on the air and out into the world for people.